V'siyata d'shmaya. Today we're beginning our second shiur in Pas Akum, and we had begun the heter of Pas Palter. So we're in Sif Beis. We didn't finish off all of the parameters of the heter of Pas Palter, and so let's once again see the mechaber. Yesh mekayma shemakilim bedavar elochim pas minachtum ma'akum, b'makum she'ein sham nachtum Yisrael mepnei shiyishas hadchak. So there's a heter called Shas HaTchak, that allows you to go and buy from a palter. The Ramah says, V'yesham dafil makom shepasro al matzu isham. There are some who say that it's mutter even in a case of where the palter of Yisrael is available. So this is a much more expansive heter. This machlokus between the Mechaber and the Ramah has profound impact. According to the Ramah, for some reason, Bizman Azeh, we're going to be Mekel by Pas Akum, even if, though there's Pasrol available. According to the Mechaber, the only time it's going to be Mutter is because it's a Shas HaTchak. What's the rationale for the Ramah who says that it's going to be Mutter across the board? So this we did not elaborate on last time. We just gave a general reference, but now we'll go a little bit deeper. Comes along the Shach in Sivkat and Ches, and the Shach says what seems to be two different reasons. So the first reason the Shach gives is that it was just simply wasn't nifshat. The Isser wasn't nifshat. And therefore, there's no Isser of Pasakum at all. Again, last time we saw in the Gemara, Michlal Dehutra, that there were some who were Matir. So that's the Shita over here. Lefize mashma, the Shach continues, da'afilu pashel balabatim mutter. According to this, then there's no iser of pas akum, then there wouldn't only be a heter of pas palter goy, it would even be pas balabatim would also be mutter. Da'alon is pashet, klal iser pashel of the chombos and mekomos. That's the first mahalach. Va'afalga, then the Shach points out that there's really another havana. This we didn't emphasize last time. Dibu Yushalmi oser pashel balibatim. The Yushalmi does aser pashel balibatim, even though the Yushalmi says that lo pashtu. What's the pshat in the Yushalmi? The chen sam yesh poskim. Inu nami asri palter akum b'di'ika palter Yisrael. V'hainu mishum desvir lei nispashe te iser b'chol mekomos elo dechazru v'yitiru mishum chaye nefesh. It's not the pshat that it simply never became Aser. It was Nispashet. But there was also another heter which was Nispashet, and that's the heter of Chaye Nefesh. The words of the Shach are, the way the Shach crunches it, is the first Sad says it was never, the Iser was never Nispashet. The second Sad says that it was Nispashet, but there was also another heter that came along of Chaye Nefesh. The nafgamina is going to be pas balabatim. If we're talking about that the iser was nispashet, but there's the heter of chaye nefesh, so then in such a case, it could very well be, it's only if you need the chaye nefesh. But if you don't need the chaye nefesh, so then in such a case, it'll be Aser. So therefore, if you have Pas Palter versus Pas Balabatim, the Shach insinuates that it could very well be that Pas Balabatim would be Aser. Why? Because the Heter of Chaye Nefesh was only given for Palter. The Heter of Chaye Nefesh was never given for Pas Balabatim. The Shach concludes, Avol medivrei iser veheter mevur dafilu olsen shenogu heter pas palter af bidiika palter Yisrael asurim bepashel balabatim. If you're going with the side that says that it was aser, you just have the heter of chayin nefesh, so then it comes out that you could say that there's a heter of chayin nefesh, like the Ramah says that you'll have the allowance of always going to a pas palter of a goy, but pas balabatim, we're still going to be machmir. And taka, that's the pashtus of the Ramah, because the Ramah only said, v'yesh omrim. that he says that you have this heter, carte blanche heter. That heter, he mentions in regards to paspalter. But he doesn't leave that heter open for paspalabatim. Why? Because they gave a heter, there was an iser, they gave a heter chai nefesh, but that heter chai nefesh was only given by a palter. It wasn't given for paspalabatim. Good chevra? Beautiful. Okay, so this is the Shach's presentation of the halacha. Kanireh, that is the pashtus of how we look at it. Now, I just want to remind us that for the Shach, this is the thrust of why Pas Akum were more Makelon. The Shach seems to be very much into this idea, that the Shach says that the heterim that we have for Pas Akum are based on Chaye Nefesh. We saw in Sifkat and Vav that the Shach says that we allow Hashlachas Kiseng for Pas Akum, according to the Mechaber, even though we don't allow Hashlachas Kiseng for Bishul Akum, according to the Mechaber. Why? Because of this idea, the difference between Pas and Bishul is that it's Chaye Nefesh. So it's not that the Pshat is that we never made the Gzera. It's not carte blanche that you have the heter of Pas Akum, that doesn't exist today. But rather, the Pshat is that he seems to go with the second Pshat, more often the Shach, that it's the idea of Chaye Nefesh, and that will add up in that we still don't allow Pas Balabatim. And that segues beautifully into the next line of the Mechaber, Alapashal Balabatim, Ein Sham Misha Morabolahokil. When it comes to Pas Balabatim, there's no one that's Mekil, Sheikar Exer Mishum Chasnus, Vim Yachal Pas Balabatim, Yavo Lisod Etzlam. So when it comes to something that isn't part of the main Gezerah, in other words, Pas Palter, which is a step removed from the Chashash Chasnus. So there, you're a step removed from the Chashash Chasnus, then we're going to be Mekul Chayi Nefesh. But is Chayi Nefesh going to be Matir Pas Balabatim? According to the Shach, the answer is no, even according to Rama. Says Rama, V'lo Mikri Pas Balabaisel Masol L'Bnei Beisai. L'Soi Limkar Mikri Palter, Afal Bishin Darko Bekach. If he makes it to sell, then it's automatically Mutter. V'chein Palter Shasol Atzmai Mikri Balabayas. So that would mean, even though you're passing by in a rural area where they're, you know, the people make the stuff in their own house, or you're going to a motel type of place that's far out somewhere, and there isn't any other bread, so even though they make it in their own home, as long as you know it's kosher, obviously that's the bigger issue, but once you know that's kosher, so then in such a case, it'll be mutter as well, that will be called palter as well, says the Rama. Okay, so this is yes, of course.
It seems like the heter of Chayi Nefesh and the chashash of Chasunos, they seem like two sides of the same coin, meaning that Davka Pas has like something special to it. So it just matters of which side we're going to take.
Correct. What?
All the way the other.
Right. Right. Rav Zak is pointing out a nice ha'ara that it's a double-edged sword. That on the one hand, the Gzeira was made of particularly, according to many Rishonim, it was the Iker Gzeira was made by Pas because of the Chashash of Chasnus. Dahainu, that by chas, there's a greater chasnus because it's a staple, according to some Rishonim, yet at the same time, because it's a staple, we also give the heter chai nefesh, einachanami. But I think you could live in both worlds. You could live in both worlds. We saw that that's a machloikis Rishonim, that Tosas doesn't learn that way, and the Ramban does learn that way. But even in the Ramban's world, I don't think that it's a problem. Look, Chazal said they made the Gzeira, and then they said, but we saw that there's Chai Nefesh, and we need to be Matur. I think the two could live with each other. Okay. Now, in Seifim Gimel through Hay, we have the Hagdaros of when is it considered when do we evoke the Heter of Palter. So Sif Gimel says, Yesh Mishaymesh and Palter Hizmi Yisrael, you don't have the heter of palter if he invites you over. If he invites you over, then that's not going to be considered the heter of palter. Dalit, makom she'ein palter Yisrael matzui, in a place where the palter is not common, ladas ha'metirin, in other words, the Yisrael is not found. Likach pas mi palter akum. So in a case, so then according to the shitos that even the mechaber hold that if you can't find a Jewish baker, you're allowed to go to a Gentile baker. But the moment in which a Jewish baker comes, then the whole heter stops. In Megiyah Hashem palter Yisrael, hare pas palter akum asura. The pas palter is asur ad shimker palter Yisrael pital. Until the Yisrael has sold out his bread, so it's, if you could get pas Yisrael, then according to the mechaber, you from a Jewish palter, then you can't buy from a pas akum. The poskim point out that means that even if you have a bread maker, you don't have to make bread. In other words, it's only if that you able to go to a Jewish bakery and get it as easily. But if it's a tremendous tircha, so then in such a case, then that would be as well part of the heter, according to Mechaber. And it would seem to me that this is the halacha for Sfaradim. For Sfaradim, this would seem to be halacha to this day. Now, yes?
Meaning, so, I mean, this is kind of going back to what we discussed at the end of last year. Tremendous tircha doesn't include price.
Oh, so I found Mar Makomos to that question, and I'm building towards it. I finally found Mar Makomos on it. Okay, let's go to Sifei, and then I kept my word, and I looked for it. Says the Mechaber, but first let's do Sifei. Says the Mechaber, Yesh Omrim, Mi Sheyesh Biyadoi Pas, O Sheyesh Palter Yisrael, person who has bread, or there's a Palter Yisrael, Yesh Palter Akum, Ose Pas Yofeh. Okay, so let's deal first with what's discussed in Shulchan Aruch, that you're able to get pas yofeh menu, omim min acher she'en biyado shel palter Yisrael, mutter liknos mi palter akum. So if you're able to get bread that is yofeh, now it doesn't mean yofeh, doesn't mean looks nicer, simply, of course, it means better bread, better quality bread, then that's enough to be considered a dochek. You don't have to sacrifice quality for the chumra of pas akum. That's b'makom shenogu heter pashel palter. The kima de daito noche yaser b'pas palter zeh. Since he likes that bread better, b'nei chashivusa b'enav harei zeh kipas dechukalo. So that's considered as if he's missing the chayei nefesh. Now again, remember, this is working off as fits nicely with the idea of pikuach of chayei nefesh. If we were talking about bishel akum, so the fact that you like that particular food that it touches your palate. In a good way, that would not be enough to be matir bishul akum. But when we're talking about chayi nefesh, by chayi nefesh, we're more likely to be mekel. And so that's the psak mefurish in the mechaber, b'tur yesh omrim, and it's based on the tour in the name of the Rajba, and we follow this heter. So I was medayek, and I was happy to see that the Chelkas Ben Yamin makes my diuk. That the mechaber, it's a very simple diuk, I think Rabbi Yamin was driving at this last time. And that is that the Mechaber makes no mention of the phenomenon of price. There's no mention over here about it being cheaper being a heter. He only mentions the fact that it tastes better. So, in general, the Chelkas Ben Yamin discusses in two situations the issue of price. And in general, he says, there's no heter for eating pas akum simply because of price. He says, this is Sifkot and Yudches in the Chalkas Ben Yamin, V'nir da afilu ma pas Yisrael hi biyoker mishal pas akum, afilu hachi asur, dekol she nimtza pas Yisrael bosamokom lo etiru. V'chein, now in terms of the tircha part that Reb Zak had asked, im anachtom Yisrael hu rochok mi beso, v'akum hu karuv le beso, v'kol zos asur. If one is further away from your house, then in such a case, the heter also does not apply. However, he says that's only if it's in the city. If it's not in your city, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. And the Chelkas Ben Yamin found a Meiri that says that beferish outside your city is going to be mutter. Now, to define city today is a little bit complicated because there are people who every time they go to buy milk, they go out of their municipality. So that would be an interesting question that's not for now to discuss about how to exactly to define that. Similarly, the Chelkas Ben Yamin says on the words "mepnei chashivusa be'enav." In our sif, in sif katan nun aleph, he says that chashivusa be'enav means that it tastes better. But if it's cheaper or it's a greater tircha, in such a case, he says that it would be usur. And again, he makes the diuk that we made that the mechaber didn't talk about those variables as being mutter. It was clear that he was talking about the taste being better, and that gives a greater chashivus, which comes back to Heter Chai Nefesh. Yes, Razak.
So is this taste just simply subjective to whoever's eating it? Like, if me and Binyamin are there, and he likes it, and I don't?
Correct. I think so. I think it doesn't have an objective klal. I think it really depends on the person. In other words, you have an objective Heter Chai Nefesh. Once you get that Heter Chai Nefesh, then it's home free. Correct. Correct. That's how it seems to work. Okay. Sif Vav. Sif Vav is going to discuss the halachos of Iker V'Tafel in regards to Pas Akum. And it's going to touch again on Bishlakum. Now, it happens to be that Iker V'Tafel become very, very complicated in terms of products. But we're going to stay. I decided that we'll stay out of the question in terms of deciding every single product on the market. Which one? How do you define the Iker and Tafel? But we'll just go through the basic Shulchan Aruch and understand the background over here. Says the Mechaber, "B'makom shenagu heter bepashel pauter afilu hu nolush bebeitzim o shebeitzim tuchim al panav muter." So if you have pas pauter, okay, and you don't have a Pas Yisrael, Palter Yisrael. So then, even though it's made with eggs, or there's eggs that spread on top, it's going to be mutter. Aval in panda, sha'afa akum, also lechol me'apashila. But an impanda was a type of bereka that had fat, and it had the dough, so that's going to be usur. So this Shulchan Aruch drives home what we've been emphasizing previously, and that is that every time you deal with a pas akum shaila, you also have to ask, is there any shailas over here of bishul akum? Dahainu. That even though we learned that when it comes to palter goy, it's mutter in many instances, but palter goy is only going to be matir the pas, because of chayin nefesh. It's not going to be matir bishul akum. So to put it in very, very clear terms, if the goy baker has something else cooking in his oven, the only thing you could eat is the bread. You can't eat another dish that's sitting in his oven. That's clear. What happens if the bread is mixed with a tavshil? So here, that's what the Mechaber is discussing. The Mechaber says that if it has eggs inside, it's going to be mutter. And then he says that on panda, that's already going to be more machmir. Why? The reason why we saw already in Kufi Gimel you're going to be more machmir is we look at them already as two distinct things. The fat is looked at as a separate ingredient, and therefore it's going to be usur al special akum. Why is it that when it comes to the eggs, is it going to be mutter? What exactly is what makes the eggs that are inside mutter? So here, the Ramah fleshes out in his Sefer Darchei Moshe what exactly is the heter in regards to the eggs. So the Ramah says as follows in Sif Katan Ches. Aha shar yusa de pasha nilosh beitzim. Why is it mutter? Because it's mixed together even before it's baked. Even before it's baked, the two are mixed together, and the ikar, of course, clearly an egg challah. The ikar is the challah, not the egg. So then it becomes batel to the rest. In other words, it's defined. The ikar is the pas. Similarly, the Mefarshim point out, when it comes to the eggs that are put on top, that was put on top for a sheen on top of the challah, there, since this, the Shach makes reference to in Sifkatan Tezvav, since they're only being put up there for a lechizusa, it's just to make the bread shine, it's definitely a case of Iker and Tafel. However, says the Ramah, when we're talking about the fat of fish that's put on the pashtida, so then, in such a case, That's put on afterwards. In other words, the Ramah goes on, is mechalek between when is the tafel put into the item. Is it before the baking? So if it's before the baking, so then in such a case, you follow ikar v'tafel, it's going to be mutter. But what happens if you have these two different things? You have the tavshil, and you have the pas, and it's put on top of the pas. Then in such a case, then it's not going to be batel, and in such a case, you're going to have the problem of bishul akum. That is how the Ramah explains. If you take a look in the Gra, Sivkot and Yugimel, the Gra writes, Avlin panda, shashamnunis be'en alav, the shamnunis is be'en on top of it, v'gam nivla mitchilasoye be'en, v'nesa mishum bishulei akum v'osar isa. Masha'en kein benilush be'beitzim, shetchilaso nispatel bo. The beitzim are immediately bottled. The shamnunis is not immediately bottled. And since it's not bottled, each part is considered significant, so then in such a case, the halacha is that one has to be machmir. The Ramah continues, V'yesham rebe pasha beitzim tocha aponim mishum shulehim be'ein, ve'enim betein legabe pas v'yeshba mishum b'yush shuleakum. And there's some who say that even though the egg is secondary, since it doesn't entirely assimilate when you put it on top on the sheen, for the sheen, in such a case, it's going to be asur. And the Ramah concludes, v'chein nogin, the grok spells out, that over the machlokis is whether we're going to say chizusa milsa or lav milsa. That's what the Gra writes in Yudalad, that we say chizusa lav milsa. The Ramah continues, v'osa nilosh shekaran kichlich, omine mesuka shekaran lekich, these are already cakes, heim bichlal pas, so then it's considered like bread, u'bemokum shenol genheter pashal akum gam heim mutarim, and of course that's going to get involved with Aseres Yimei Tshuva, that one would have to be machmir, according to many. So if it's primarily pas, then you don't have to worry about bishul akum, you only have to worry about pas akum. Says the Ramah, you have to be very careful when it comes to the baking, that there isn't fat of a chazir that is being put on top of it. Siv Zayin is also straightforward, says the Mechaber, Pas Balabatim Asura L'Olam. Pas Balabatim is Asur forever, Afilu Kana Palter Mimenu, V'Afilu Shocho L'Yisrael L'Beso. V'chein Afilu Shocho L'Yisrael L'Acher Asura L'Olam. Pas Balabatim is not only that you go to the guy's house and buy it, that's going to be Asur, but even if you buy it and you sell it to another Jew, it's going to be Asur to the other Jew as well. V'shein palter muteris la'olam. Same thing for palter is mutter forever. Afilu kana balabais umenu shalohochu b'sirza achar misha pas b'yado. What happens if a guy bought pas palter, your next door neighbor bought pas palter, and he tells you, I bought extra Italian bread. Could you buy it from him? The answer is yes. If this, we're talking about a case where palter is mutter, the answer is going to be yes, because you always go after the ikar, and not after misha pas palter achshav, ela achar misha elo b'shas afia. That's what the Mechaber writes in Siv Zayin. Yes, Zach.
Seems to be not like the way we explained that we made a takana because of the chashash chasanos not to eat pas balabais. Meaning so much so that if I'm walking in the store and the two things are on the shelf, so that the chashash chasanos shouldn't apply then. If one's palter and one came, right? The shasafia is sort of, it's at the same level as a palter now.
Right, so it's a nice question. Rav Zak is asking, at the end of the day, if the chashash is chasnus, who cares that how it was made, it was originally made as pas balabais. If you buy it now as pas palter, it should be yasser. So I think the answer is lo plug. That, ein hachanami. This is not that we're changing the dynamic of the nature of takana, but simply a lo plug. That's how I understood the Rosh and the Rajba, who are the Baal Shita, as far as this is concerned. Okay. In Siv Ches, we get a heter that the Shach had pointed out not everybody is going to agree with. And this is a Yesh Omer of the Orchos Chaim in the name of the Ra'ah. Yesh mishomer de makom she'ein palter matzli klal mutter afilu shel balibatim. That there are some who say that not only is the halacha that we're going to be makel in regards to palter, but we're even going to be makel for pas balibatim if there's nothing else available. So I thought that there are two different ways of explaining the rationale for this heter. One, the way the Beis Yosef and the Gra explain it, which is actually the Pashtus, and the other is the way we saw in the Shach. The Gra in Sifkaton Yud Zayin says, "Delo chamiri midmai." He says it's not more chamor than dmai. That the halachi is that when it comes to dmai, that if you have an achsanoi Yisrael, and the only thing that he's able to get is demai, he can't get anything else. The halacha is that he's allowed to eat demai. In Mirtz Hashem, in the Chabura on Wednesday night, we're going to develop that demai and pas akum are not necessarily in iser chefza, that they're going to be in iser gavra. So Chazal said, don't indulge in demai, because if people are going to indulge in demai, they're going to end up eating teva. But that's only when it's possible. If it's impossible, they never turn to dmai into a cheftza of macholos asuras. So that's this halacha when it comes to dmai. That's the pashas, the way the Beis Yosef quotes it as well. Alternatively, you could argue that this is based on those who hold that that pasakum was never nispashet. But as we mentioned, the Yerushalmi is mashma that it was. So there are two explanations you could give to sifches why it's mutter. Either to say that it wasn't nispashet, or because of the idea that it's that's like demai, and one way of being masbir demai, Mirtz Hashem Chabura Wednesday night, is that we'll see that demai is the pshat that we don't want you being osek in demai, because eventually you'll come to be nichshal in tevel, but it's not necessarily that they turned it into tevel mamish. And similarly, when it comes to pas akum, they never turned it into a cheftz of iser, and therefore, in the Shas HaDchak, the halacha is that's going to be Mekel. Okay. Sif Tes, we get back to the Yisodos. In Sif Tes, we get back to the heter of Hashlochas Kisen. Sif Tes is based on a Gemara on Lamiches HaMebeis. The Gemara on Lamiches HaMebeis says that when it comes to Pas Akum, there, the Gemara says, Shalosh Melachos Bepas. There are three components in making bread, and the Gemara seems to indicate that if you have a Yad Yisrael in either of those three stages, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. The three stages are the lighting of the fire. The second is the chitui, the stoking of the coals. And the third is the afia. So the Mechaber paskins like this Gemara, Hidluk Akum Atanar V'Ofa Bo Yisrael, O Shehidluk Yisrael V'Ofa Akum, O Shehidluk Ovid Chon V'Ofa Akum, U Bo Yisrael V'Nira, Ey, Shema'at HaReza Mutter. As long as a Jew is doing one of those three things, that's Mutter. And then, we have an interesting heter, which is known as the heter of the B'nai Bovel, that Tosas quotes on Daf Lamed Ches. V'Afil Lo Zarek El Eitz Echel L'Toch Atanar, Hiter Kol HaPashebo, She'en HaDover El Lios Heker Shapas Shelohen Asura. That the halacha is that if you simply throw in a kisem, in such a case it's going to be mutter. There are two ways of explaining the heter of Hashlochas Kisem. We saw the Shach, who is Masbir, there are probably more, but at least these two ways. We saw the Shach is Masbir that's based on the heter of Chayei Nefesh. And if you take a look in the Lashon HaRambam, which is the Lashon that the Shulchan Aruch is driving at as well over here, but the Rambam, it's even clearer in Perik Yud Zayin, you'll see that what they're driving at is that when it comes to Pas Akum, the moment in which you have a Heker, that this is not a full Pas Akum, then in such a case, then it's Mutter. In other words, if you're showing that this is not Pas Akum, because the Yisrael is doing something, even something that almost qualifies as symbolic, that will be enough of a Heker to be Matir. Rabbeitan suggested that maybe the heker is based on the idea that the Iker Gzer was never chasnus for Pas Akum, was only for Bishul Akum, and that will explain the Shita of the Mechaber, who says that Pas Akum Hashlachas Kisem works, and it doesn't work when it comes to Bishul Akum, or one could explain in other ways that, in general, the whole Gzera was that you need something to remind you about the Isser Chasnus, and the moment in which you have some type of Heker, then that's going to be enough to be Matir. That's another way of understanding it. Okay, so Rabbosai, with that in mind, let's get Lemaisa, Lemaisa, Lemaisa. So let's discuss how Pas Yisrael is created. So Pas Yisrael could be created any time a Jew does any of these three things. If he does any of these three things, it's going to be mutter, as well as if he does hashlachas kisem, that also would be enough to be matir as well. So practically, the OU will give a hashgacha and say that as long as the Jew heated up the oven, even if the oven is subsequently turned off and turned on again by a non-Jew, this appears in the article in OU Kosher, how Pas Yisrael is created, the bread baked in the oven can still be considered Pas Yisrael, so long as the oven didn't cool down to below 176 degrees Fahrenheit. 176 degrees Fahrenheit is the lowest that bread could be baked or cooked. And since the dough will eventually cook in the oven without the Achim turning back the fire back on, so then in such a case, then the Jews' Maisa is still there. In other words, it would be a kal v'chomer from Ashlachas Kisem. The effect of the Maisa of the Goy is going to be enough to be matir in such an instance. So that's the bottom line. As long as the Jew's action is still being mashpia on the oven, then that's enough to be called Pas Yisrael, even if the oven was turned off, as long as it didn't go below 176 degrees. In fact, as we go on in the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see that there is even more room to be makel than simply this. But this is clearly for sure that's going to be mutter, as based on Sif Tes and Meikra Dedina, according to the Rama, Hashlachas and the Mechaber as well. Hashlachas Kisem is going to be enough, says the Mechaber in Sif Yud. Im afu betanra de akum shalosh pa'amim bayom. Here, the Mardechi has a fascinating heter. If you have your Beis Yosef with you, open up the Mardechi, the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes the Mardechi towards the end of Simin Kuf Yud Beis. He quotes the Mardechi all the way towards the end, the second to last piece. It's in my edition. It says Yud, parentheses Beis. Kasava Oda Mardechi Maisa Bal Liadi Al Tanur Shafel Yisrael Gam Kein Bayom VeHchshira Tanur Al Ideis Rikas Kisein. A Jew had added fire to the Goy's oven by throwing in the flint. UBechol Pam Shayofin Hayichozun LaHasek Atanur LaHchshira BaAfiyachron LoHchshira Tanur. So they never allowed the tanur to entirely die, the heat to die, and they kept on being machshir it. But on the last baking, they weren't machshir the tanur at all. In other words, the action of the Jew, l'chura, was entirely done, was entirely finished, because in the last one, they weren't machshir what they had, they didn't revive the previous fire. And even there, the Shach says it's mutter. Why? Since when it comes to an oven, the effect of the coals stays even after all the coals are gone. So even though in the last baking, the Jew didn't throw in a kisem, and they didn't stoke those coals, but they put in new coals. Nevertheless, even the last one, says the Mardechi, is going to be mutter. So let's take a look and see that the Mechaber quotes this. Says the Mechaber, "Afu b'tanur al yidei akum shalosh pa'amim b'yom echad." If they baked in an oven three times, "V'chshira atanur al yidei kisem b'beis ha'pa'amim." And the Jew was machshir the tanur twice. Ubepama shlishis, lo Hichshiro. And in the third time, he wasn't machshir it. In other words, the Jew only did Hashlachas Kisim twice. Since there's effect from the Gacholim, so then in such a case is mutter. I might have misspoke in the Mordechi when I said they put in new coals. The way the Mechaber presents it, they didn't put in new coals, but the Jew didn't throw in the Hashlachas Kisim at all. Nevertheless, the Hashpa of it still remains. And then the Ramah goes even further. The Ramah quotes from the Aruch, V'yeshomrim de'ichshir ha'taner pamachas v'lo amur ha'taner me'eis le'eis b'lo hesek afil ofel bol kach kama yomim ha'kol mutter mikoyach hechshir rishon. The Ramah says that even if you didn't use a taner for a while, the effects of your chitui, and in this case it was a very minor chitui, the effects of your hashlachas kisim, that's going to be enough, says the Ramah, to be matir. Wow, this is an amazing, amazing heter. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chalkas Binyamin Paskins this way, the Aruch HaShulchan says that this heter is only bidyeved. It's not lechatchila. The Lashon was mutter. Yesh lismoch al zeh. Many have a discussion whether Hashlachas Kisem itself is lechatchila according to Mechaber. There are poskim who are noted, and the Aruch HaShulchan has it sad that the Mechaber himself was only bidyeved, not lechatchila. Most poskim today assume not that way. The Hashlachas HaKisem is a heter lechatchila. But this is already going further. And if you look up the Mardechi himself is mesupak whether to paskin this way, and therefore many say that this heter is not lechatchila, and it's only bidyeved. Because people say it's bidyeved, based on this, I can understand a chumra of the OU that at first glance you could argue is beferish mutter in Shulchan Aruch. The OU writes the following. The OU does not accept the use of a light bulb or glow plug in maintaining Pas Yisrael, since this will not cause the oven to maintain 167 degrees Fahrenheit. In other words, the OU argues that you can't simply have a light bulb or glow plug. In other words, the Jew turned on the fire, but the fire is going to go down. But he also puts in a glow plug. So then the guy turns it on another time, and the Jew glow plug is still lighting. So since the glow plug is lighting, so then in such a case, that would be enough, one could argue. So Rav Belsky was machmir. Rav Belsky said it needs to be that the Jew's action is creating 176 degrees. If the Jew's action is not creating 176 degrees, then that is not going to be enough. So one could argue that if the Mechaber allows a kisem, even in Pam Shlishis, that it doesn't do anything, he doesn't do dahainu, that he didn't throw in even a kisem. The halacha is that it's going to be mutter because of what he did previously. Certainly a case of where the Jew put in the glow plug. But if we say that the din of the mechaber was only bidyeved, lechatchila it's not going to be mutter, so then in such a case it would seem that this would be why we're machmir in regards to a glow plug and we don't justify it. So therefore, this heter of the mechaber, which is very, very broad, most poskim don't follow this heter practically. In other words, that you need that the Jew does a hashlachas hakisem on that heat. So if the Jew turned on the pilot light, and when he turned on the pilot light, then it got up to 176 degrees, so then in such a case, that's going to be mutter, as long as the oven didn't cool down to below 176. Once it cools down to below 176, we don't accept the heter of the mechaber, that there still is some type of hashpa that he did originally beforehand. That we're not going to accept. Fine. Okay, one more halacha. Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Aleph is a complicated halacha, which Siyata Deshmaya will make simple. And that is that when it comes to Pas Akum, you also have to ask yourself a question of Bishul Akum. And that's how the Taz understands Sif Yud Aleph based on the tour. I'm going to read the Sif Yud Aleph according to Taz, and then I'll point out that there are others who don't read the Shulchan Aruch this way. The halacha is that when you have pas that's belonging to a Yisrael, so then in such a case, you don't have the chashash of pas akum. It's a Yisrael. Let's say the Yisrael owns the bakery. So there's no chashash of pas akum. That's not chashash pas akum. But what happens if all of the workers are goyim? So if all the workers are goyim, so you don't have the chumrah of pas akum, but you do have the problem now of bishul akum. So that's how the Taz explains this psak of the tour. Says the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the tour, pas shall Yisrael sha'afa akum b'li chitu Yisrael u'b'li kisem also zvune la'akum. You can't sell to a goy dilma also zvune Yisrael. And why is that going to be usher? That's going to be usher, says the Taz, because of the din of shlokos. You have the problem of bishul akum. That's going to be the chashash. Okay, so therefore we have to be careful that even when we're talking about a bakery that's Jewish, if all of the workers are goyim and goyim are doing the whole thing, then in such a case you're not going to, at first glance, have a heter. Now Rav Moshe was asked in the olden days in America that there were bakeries, but unfortunately all the people in the bakeries, in the Jewish bakeries, were not Shomer Shabbos. So Rav Moshe was asked, according to the Taz, these Jewish bakeries going to have the problem of the Taz. So Rav Moshe suggests that this chumrah of the tour was not suggested in a case of where you had a large bakery. Because if you have a large bakery, then it's not easy to get workers that are Jewish. And therefore, Amisha says, you'll still have the heter of chaye nefesh, just like you have the heter of chaye nefesh when it comes to pas palter of a goy, so too when it comes to the chshash of bishul akum as well. When we're talking about bread, you're going to have the heter of chaye nefesh. So if we're talking about a single bakery, that was what the tour was talking about. What do I mean a single bakery? A bakery that has one person working there so that you can't have that one person be a goy. But if you have a bakery that has many people that are need to run that whole institution, so then in such a case, Rav Moshe says that it's not going to be a problem. Finally, Rav Moshe also says that he thinks that if the bakers are Mechalei Shabbos, but they're Jewish, he thought that we don't have the chashash of chasnus in such a case, which was a chiddush to me, because if you remember, we came out that the Pischei Tshuva had a big suffik about it, and the Chelkas Binyamin came out l'chumras. So I wrote into my Sefer Chelkas Binyamin that I didn't see that he points out that Ramesha is actually makel by a mummer l'chal Shabbos b'farhesya, and says that there isn't going to be a problem with him doing it. So Ramesha is saying as follows, that even though over here, according to the Taz, you haven't gotten rid of the problem of Bishul Akum, nevertheless, you're going to have the heter of Palter, it of Chayei Nefesh. And that is if it has many workers. If it has many workers, then it's difficult to take care of. And if it's difficult to take care of, so then you go fall back to the heter of Chayei Nefesh. Yes?
This would only apply to a Jewish bakery, not a Jewish butcher, for example, or some other bakery.
Exactly. This heter is only going to apply to a bakery, won't apply to a restaurant. It's not going to apply to a restaurant because when it comes to a restaurant, you don't have the heter of chaye nefesh. Nachon. Beautiful. Okay, so b'siyata d'shmaya, we have one more shir to finish Pasakum. B'siyata d'shmaya.